You are listening to The Perspective. I'm Tiana, and today we have Mr.
Randy Akins.
Thank you for coming in today.
And thank you for inviting me. It was a little impromptu, but I'm ready. So let's get it going.
All right, Randy, if you wouldn't mind starting off telling us who you are.
I am, as I've stated, Randy Akins, and I am a 41-year-old college freshman.
You said that like a question?
Well, it's kind of weird. You know, I do have a degree. I was in the military for 21 years, but, you know, I'm basically starting over now. Mm-hmm. Here using the GI Bill and excited about learning more about digital media and getting to know my classmates like yourself.
Oh, have you been to college before?
I have. I went to college initially right after high school. Didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And then being in the military, I worked in aviation for 21 years. So I do have a degree in aviation maintenance technology.
Wild. So what made you come to Gulf Coast for digital media?
Aviation is not fun.
Fair enough.
I'm really good at it, but I don't like it. So I wanted a fresh start, and here we are.
Fair enough. What do you hope to do when you complete your degree here?
Well, I currently host my own podcast, soon to be two podcasts.
Fun.
And I do YouTube videos, and, you know, I'm just into everything that is digital media. So the end goal is to not only be able to market my fitness business better, mm-hmm. but to also open a production studio.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your fitness business?
I have been personal training and doing group fitness for the past 13 years. Here in Bay County. Yep, 13 years here in Bay County. It was a side job for a long time mm-hmm. while I was in the military, and now it's kind of what pays my bills. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it. I love helping people. I love teaching people that they're way more capable than what they think they are.
So what is it that you're passionate about doing? What's the passion that you're bringing to the table here?
I am passionate about being creative for mm-hmm. a very long time. I knew that I was, but, you know, aviation is not the most creative industry to work in, you know? True. And there was a long time where I would have, you know, aspirations to do other things, but, you know, Uncle Sam's got to get his money out of me. So that always came first. And now I have the opportunity to put that and myself first.
Awesome. And what inspired that passion for you, that passion for creativity?
Well, I've always, you know, kind of been a little bit of a nerd, you know, comic books and all of that stuff. And then as I grew up, you know, there would always be these stories in my head. I mean, not voices, but stories. Okay. The voices are there too.
A little different.
Oops. Sorry. And I would always think about different ways to get them out and to learn how to be creative. And I'm not necessarily artistic per se. I can draw a little, mm-hmm. but I'm not an artist. And in doing fitness and doing YouTube and all of that stuff, I picked up a camera, realized I'm pretty good with one, and the rest is history.
That's awesome. I honestly did not expect it from face value for you to be like, oh, no, this is how you work this camera.
Right. Like, and a lot of people are like, yeah, I have those same cameras.
That's wild.
Yeah. Probably more of them. Yeah. Been collecting a while.
When did you start collecting?
Back in 2014. Yeah, so I got a couple of generations of, you know, Sony cameras, video cameras. I got audio equipment. I have my own podcast board, all of that.
Wow. So the whole, you don't do your podcast or anything here? It's all personal?
It's all personal, yep.
Wild. What are your podcasts?
So the one that is out now is called Hustling Push-Ups, mm-hmm. and it's about empowerment and showing people that they can set and achieve impossible goals. And my impossible goal at one point in my life was to make a living telling people to do push-ups. So that's why the name Hustling Push-Ups, right?
Yeah.
And then, my friend LB and I are developing a show called In Purpose. Mm-hmm. She's a lawyer and, you know, I'm a student. And we are passionate about showing people how to walk in and live in their purpose. A lot of people get caught up thinking that, oh, I'm a lawyer. I got to be a lawyer for the rest of my life, or I'm in the military. As soon as I get out of the military, I got to go get a job in aviation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might be missing out on something that is better for you and for the world because you spend all of this time doing this one thing and you think that's all you can do. Mm-hmm. And then when you get the freedom to do something else, you got to give yourself permission and grace to be able to do it.
You've had a lot of life experience. So what's some advice you'd give students coming in and, you know, trying to pursue their goals and aspirations?
Don't stop. Sounds simple, right? But a lot of times as a student, as a person that's new to fitness, as a person that's new to creativity, any of those things, you know, you run into that first obstacle and it's like, oh, I quit because this is too much. It's overwhelming. Yeah. It's this, it's that. But I found in my career that those moments where I've just taken the time to sit back and breathe a second, give myself grace, and then re-attack it when I'm mentally ready, there's no reason to stop most times. And most of the barriers that come up are ones that we've put in our own heads. Not necessarily anything to plug, but, you know, to anybody who may see me on campus, I am the 40-year-old student with the gray beard. So if you guys want to stop and chat, or if you have questions or you need help with anything, I'm here for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Randy.
Thank you.